Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Summer House, Martha's Vineyard, Season 2 Recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
He's just going to leave off to episode 3, huh?
Do people care? It says it on there. They're not going to be like, oh, I think they're going to like log out. Oh, he didn't say episode 3.
He didn't say it. I got to move on. Hey, you never know. Some people are particular. They don't like when we laugh. Damn. They want us to be serious. Let's do this like a newscast. You know, something like that. I mean, you know, so I'm just saying, somebody... some people might be upset that you don't say episode 3. You just never know.
People only upset at me about braids, but you know, you and your laugh apparently ticks people off.
Apparently, it's fake because your jokes aren't good.
Yeah. We just fake the whole thing. So I get it.
Well, but... you know, I mean, women fake all the time, so why can't guys?
Facts.
Like, there's not even an argument about that. You know what? You know, actually, you do have a point there.
Facts. I get it. It's totally fine. But to each their own. We love people's opinions. We love people's comments. Whether you like us, you don't like us, you don't like people laughing, whatever it is, awesome. As long as you're watching, it's all that matters.
Hey, like Happy Gardner says, hey, y'all, have I watched the episode? No. Have I hit the like button? Yes. Thank you, Happy Gardner. Everybody else, do us a favor while you're in here early. Hit that like button. Go ahead. Do it.
Please.
Hey, by the way, Matthew, I told you, somebody's going to ask. Matthew says, what episode are y'all doing?
I think it's episode 3.
Oh, my God. Ravine says, what did I walk into? Nothing, just us randomly talking about some of the comments. That's all.
On previous videos. So we look at every comment. So if someone likes your comment, it's normally one of us, at least. If you have multiple likes, it could be two of us and other people. But we like every single comment. We read every single comment. And so it's just funny that you got some people that want to say some things and maybe trying to get a rise out of us, and it's not going to work.
And Brandy, I wasn't trying to get a rise out of women when I asked. She goes, hey, why are the women catching strays here?
No, strays.
We talk about faking, so I'm just saying, you know, anyway, my bad. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Cheers.
For now, because there's more to come this episode.
let me just say this now. It's raining here in Austin. It's lightning and stuff outside. So if the power goes out, I didn't go to the bathroom. It just means the power went out.
And then you'll be stuck with me.
You might go solo. I might have to call in for my phone.
Yo, so before we get to the episode real quick, Eclipse, did you watch? Did you step away from your computer from work for a second to go outside and watch the, how was it where you were?
So as I was sitting here, all of a sudden, it started to get real dark, and I'm like, oh, it's happening. And so I go out my driveway, and there's people in the condo area just all watching. And I look up, and I realize I can see it directly from my driveway, perfect view. Mm-hmm. And I looked up, I'm like, oh, cool. But I realized I only had 20 minutes before my next call, and I wanted coffee. And so I'm going to make a coffee run. So I get in my car, but through the sunroof, because I didn't have special glasses, so through the sunroof, because it's tinted, I could look up and look at the eclipse. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is pretty cool. But I was focused on getting coffee and getting back to the house before the next meeting. So I saw it. Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah. It didn't change my life. I don't feel like I don't feel any different or special, like I have magic powers. But it was cool to see.
In the words of Sinan's fans, it was cool. You know, so Dallas got the full eclipse. Happy Gardner says underwhelming in Virginia. And Cleveland got the full, I think they said like 200,000 people traveled to Cleveland just for that, just to see it, because of course, in direct path. Houston, how shall I put this? The experience was zero. Why?
Clouds.
Because overcast and rainy, exactly.
Heard.
So what was the difference? Absolutely nothing.
I heard about that. We had a meeting right at 2. And so I had asked my boss, Zab, and I'm like, hey, play Total Eclipse of the Heart as some intro music for the for the meeting. And so that was cool. But yeah, we were able to see it. A lot of people that were on the call that were from Houston, other places, they couldn't see a whole lot of it. But, you know, I thought it was pretty dope for the most part. It's not something I would take the whole day off of work for, but a lot of people did. And did you know there were, I think it was 300 couples or 300 people, one or the other, 150 couples, 300 people in Rockersville, Arkansas, that were all going and were all getting married during the eclipse. So during that whole time of the eclipse starting,
that's actually cool.
They all said, I do together. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, the mass weddings. We used to do that in Charleston with the Breakfast Club Day of Love on Valentine's Day. So, yeah, it's yeah. Now, Taylor says it was amazing in Dallas. Sinan's fan says my niece is in Houston. Didn't get Jack. Partial in Phoenix. And Happy Gardner says, hey, they were in Cleveland for the Lady Gamecocks and Coach Dawn, not for the eclipse. Well, if you think about it, it really was still kind of an eclipse in that women's NCAA championship.
Are you wrong for that? Hold on.
Or am I absolutely right?
You wrong for that. I'm going to go. I need to cut the air conditioner on because it's hot up here. Be right back. I'm not going to pee. I'm just cutting the air conditioner on. I'll be right back.
He's going to be right back. Cut the AC on. All right. So we'll do that. Well, look, good to see that some people got to see it. One of the things that we did that was actually pretty cool, and I know radio stations across the country are doing different things musically with it, and that's one of the things that we did, which was doing eclipse mix. I think in Houston, like I said, didn't get much, but at least musically, you got a lot. The songs with Sunshine in It or Light, you know, so we used those, some of the Darkness, even the Brandy Full Moon, even on the older station. Oh, we don't want to see it go down, Taro. even, what was that, Bill Withers, Ain't No Sunshine, you know, so all those things, right? And by the way, High Vibe says, wash your hands, Taro.
It's the air condition. I came back too fast. That was not a pee move. That was air condition.
You know what? You are right. So High Vibe, you are wrong. Michelle may be right. She says, yeah, right. Someone's at Terrell's door.
I would have had to run downstairs or run back up that fast. You'd hear me breathing heavy. Didn't happen.
And only if they called first.
Key or not.
And yes, Ravine, I am a number four. Best in the line. I knew you were going to.
Well, I mean, I was a two, so you can't have a four without a two. So,
well, you know, that's four really is the twice, best. Four is twice of two.
I'm just saying, if you're not first, you're last. At least I'm second.
You still last because you just said if he ain't first.
I know. I caught it after I said it. I'm like, damn it. He's going to get me on that one.
I sure am. Just like Summer and Jordan were getting Nick, man. Like that transition. Here's a great thing. So, Nick. As we ended last episode, episode two, we get to episode three, and he's in the room with Summer and Jordan, who are in the bed together, and they're talking about him being handsy. I thought it was good that when he found this information out from the guys, from Preston and Amir, he went straight to the women and to ask them, like, hey, because to him, he's clueless in it, right? Obviously, alcohol makes him forget everything that's actually happening. He goes to them. How'd you feel about their conversation?
I thought it was nice. They were, well, my first thought is it's so funny to me how women just all sleep in the same bed. I've never shared a bed with my brother. Nope. That's about it. But whatever. But I thought it was nice that
you get a boot. You ever try to climb in my bed? Yeah, get out.
I wouldn't climb in your bed. My thread count on my sheets is probably better. So. So I thought it was as nice that he just went directly and asked him, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, they said that yeah, you do get a little handsy, and but they were encouraging him not to be self conscious about it, just be aware,
right,
of it. So I thought that was a nice conversation, but I'm glad that he hit that head on instead of just kind of blowing it off and what Preston was saying. It's like we're friends, well they're tripping.
You know, here's the thing about it too, though. The thing I did not like. The thing that I liked is what he said about what he did not like about what happened there. He's like, we're supposed to be close. I mean, we're cool. We hang out all the time. Tell me, if we're this cool, then why didn't you just tell me?
I mean, maybe they're not as cool as he thinks they are. Oh. because if they were, maybe they would have said something. But mm-hmm. I think sometimes and ladies in the chat, let me know if I'm wrong here, but I feel like sometimes it's uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Maybe for women to say, hey, you're a little creepy, you're a little handsy, because right. they don't know what the repercussion could be. Because you think y'all are friends, but all of a sudden he could totally flip and snap
it's
on
Nick.
That.
Do you really think he's going to flip? Or is it what you said at first? Maybe they're not as close as he thinks they are.
I'm sorry. Any guy that wears a crop top, I have no idea where they're going
to
go.
Are we getting to that this early in the episode?
No. I just got to call out. It's your frat brother. I'm just saying.
Well, I assumed he was an alpha when I saw him in a crop top, but go ahead.
Yeah, no. But I just think you never know how someone's going to handle that. And so maybe they didn't feel comfortable telling him. But again, if they were that comfortable with him and they're as cool and close as he thinks they are, mm-hmm. they would have said it. So maybe they're not as close as he thinks they may be.
And that's probably worse. And I think that's you know what? I didn't think about that till you said it. And the thing about it is maybe that's what's really hurting him the most.
Probably so, because he felt everything was cool and it's no big deal. Mm-hmm. But what I don't get, and I love how the producers asked Jordan if she would want her man being handsy with his friends. And she said, no. Like, you have a girlfriend. Why are you touching all these people? Like, you shouldn't do that. So I think that's the issue. And I don't understand why he doesn't see that. Like, you have a girlfriend. You just shouldn't be putting your hands on all these beautiful women. Even if they're ugly women. You don't put your hands on any woman if you have a girlfriend.
Well, let's be honest. She didn't like him touching her either. So it didn't matter whether. Nubian Mahogany says, sometimes it can change the dynamic of the relationship when confronted. I get that. And you're right. Because sometimes people can be offended. But to his point, he was more offended that they were comfortable enough to tell somebody else about it and not him. Right? So, yeah.
Well, they told the mediator. They knew if they tell Preston, Preston's probably going to say something.
True.
And so, you know, it's a safe play for them to, like, instead of, because he does it when he's drinking. And so you don't want to confront somebody in that moment when they're drinking, because you never know where they're going to go.
Oh, yeah. But they could have done it after, the next morning, something. By the way, Dax84 says, I agree with Terrell. I'm also not sure it's that big a deal. I think it's more about the fact that he's in a relationship and he's so touchy. And maybe him being touchy is just, hey, we're cool. They know I'm not going to do anything because they know I got a girl. They met my girl. Or he's thinking, well, they know I got a girl. And if something happens, lucky me, they're not going to say anything.
But he was touchy. Yeah, but he was trying to holler last season. Yeah.
Okay.
And so now you got somebody who you knew was interested in you
summer.
Last season. And now they're just touching on you all the time. And every time y'all travel together and do stuff together, he gets a little handsy after a couple cocktails. It makes it weird.
Michelle is absolutely right. It's always best to have uncomfortable conversations early. The longer you wait, the harder it gets. And you being the recruiting and HR person over the years and hiring as many people as you've had, you know about these uncomfortable conversations. And you've always said, hey, just rip the Band-Aid off. Let's go.
Yeah, you should. But again, it's not as easy for some. And I think Chocolate Sooner says we women take a lot of stuff that goes unsaid. And I think it's so true. Mm. It's easy to say right now. The ladies should just say something. But for women, they maybe had a bad experience when they said something.
True.
And it was bad. And women deal with a whole lot of stuff that us guys, we don't understand. So for Nick to just say, why didn't y'all just tell me what's the big deal? Yeah. He's not really listening and understanding what a lot of women have gone through.
Chocolate Sooner, that is a powerful statement. I will say that off the rip. I mean, it really just changes the way you think about it, because the things that we say that we don't mean as men, that come off in a manner that we don't mean for it to, and it does. Like, when you tell a woman to smile, and women, we're like, well, all I said was smile. Yeah, there's certain things we don't get in that manner. It took me a while to get that, so powerful.
It hit me. I'll tell a quick story. I was working for a furniture retailer and we were doing a job fair at Texas State. And I had this idea that instead of doing the traditional booth and tablecloth and all that BS, what if we brought furniture? And like every time we came here, we did a room. Like, now it's the dining room table, chairs, pitcher of lemonade. And then the next time we come out next semester, it's going to be like a couple couches and something cool like that. So we do this cool booth. And of course, people are, you know, everyone's checking it out. And this one old man with a Vietnam vet hat on one of those little scooters, he rides by us, goes around, circles back, comes back and says, hey, I just want you to know this is the most beautiful booth I've ever seen. And I'm all thinking like, this was my idea. This is great. And he's like, I was like, thank you. He said, no, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about her. And it was one of my recruiters. Mm-hmm. And she's a gorgeous girl, right? But he was like, I'm talking about her. And she's just like, oh, thank you. And I'm just sitting there like, this is weird. And then he said, are you single? Because I have a couple sons. They could use a wife that can cook and clean. And so, and I'm just sitting there like, this is happening in front of my face.
Wow.
And I was just like, I froze. Yeah. And she was just like, oh, I'm married, you know, just kind of laughed it off. And it bothered me. So after mm-hmm. he leaves, I looked at her and said, does this happen all the time? She said, yeah, this is what it's like. And that was my aha moment of what women go through, a little glimpse of what women have to go through. And it was insane to witness it firsthand. And the way she handled it with such grace, where I wanted to punch him in the face, but I just didn't know what to do, you know? So Chocolate Soon is right. Women have dealt with a lot of unsaid things.
Indeed. And, we'll move on from this, but Lisa, I like this. Oh my goodness. Let's cancel men randomly telling women to smile. We think it's, and here's, I can't speak for every man, but I know I didn't think it was a bad thing. I was just, I had no idea. And until it was told to me, so it doesn't hurt to educate men in that manner. And that's the one thing I would bring back to this episode with them. Having the conversation with him and him going to them directly to have that conversation, because then he, now if he continues, because we can't use alcohol as an excuse, if he continues his handsy ways, it's all on him, right? It's all on Nick if he continues.
100%. You've been told, now you're been informed. Now let's see how you act after that.
Hey, Nikki B says, please don't tell me to smile. Please go straight to hell.
Nikki, you should smile. Just joking.
Oh, damn it. Well, you know, next we get to see Shanice on the phone with her mom. Mm. I was not surprised by this conversation when I found out certain things, but continue. I'm going to sit back and sip my bullet bourbon.
I'm sorry I'm laughing, but this is not fake. This is real. This is real. So Shanice calls her mom and tells her about Summer calling her the worst dressed. Mm-hmm. And then her mom asked if she's in competition with Shanice. And Shanice says, of course, look at me. And I'm thinking to myself the whole time, like, her mom should talk to her about walking around naked all the time and sending dudes nudes and encourage her to get her shit together. Mm-hmm. But then to your point, once I saw what her mom looked like, I'm like, oh, okay. I get it.
Yeah, it's... Shanice says, and she kind of preps us for this, and says, look, my mom and I talk about everything. And you realize that that's really true. Because people say that. But do they really? And then she goes, yeah, and I'm going to go get naked. And her mom's like, oh... Really? Of course you are. Oh, it just, she kind of blows it off. Like, her mom knows this is her, and there's two ways you can look at it. Oh, well, her mom gets her, knows she can't, she's a grown woman, or you can just go, well, the other way. So, I just say, she knows. She knows. But like how Michelle says mama was popping off, I like how her mama was not playing when it came to Summer. She sounded off like a black mama.
Well, she sounded like it, but she's not. And I think that's why. I was about to say a spade a spade. Let's call a diamond a diamond.
I didn't even about to say that.
Let's just call a diamond, right? It is what it is.
When your saying doesn't go with the situation.
Yeah, it is what it is. I think that she's probably a lot more friendly and open, because I can't imagine, there's not a black mom I've ever come across that the daughter's like, yeah, I'm going to go and I'm going to get naked. And they're like, oh, please, I wish you would. But it's just different. And how they have a great relationship. They're BFFs. That's awesome. But based on what I've seen from season one, what I've seen so far in season two, she doesn't need a BFF. She needs a mama, or she needs some. She needs the deaconess from the church to be like, hey, baby, can I talk to you for a second? God told me to get with you, and he's heard your prayers. Let's talk about that first.
Hey, James says though, her mama was hood, and he's right, because her mama feels like she'll be the one like, summer did what? I'm on the way. I got the Vaseline. She still would, regardless. Even though she's like, still go ahead and party naked, she'll do that. Michelle says, this season reminds me of MTV. Not impressed. And High Vibe says, she agrees with you. Black mothers don't encourage their daughters to play themselves.
They don't, but we also have to keep in mind that this group of young people, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want to say they're kids, but young people. Mm-hmm. They're in their mid-20s to early 30s. Mm-hmm. You know, our demographic on the podcast based on YouTube numbers are people that are, the bulk of it, 35 to 55. Mm-hmm. We know better. They're still learning. And we got to give them some grace when it comes to, I get what y'all are saying, and y'all know I feel the same way. We got to give them a little bit of grace, mm-hmm. but that's the issue to me, is that her mom should be like, hey, let me talk to you, baby, and get your stuff together. Because that's the thing I don't get about reality TV and with this group, because I couldn't be in my 20s and embarrass my family and my family's last name doing some of the stuff that I'm seeing on here. But
that's because they didn't see what you did in college.
Exactly, because I wouldn't go on TV and do it in college. But also, they are in their mid-20s to early 30s. They're in that growing stage. So they're going to learn from a lot of this. And hopefully, they're going to be better people from it. But I don't think we should look at them from our 40, 50-year-old lens and mm-hmm. try to judge them for that. But I agree.
Michelle says, I agree, Tao. But mama is nuck if you buck. Nuck if you buck, boy. Okay. Love it. High Vibe agrees with you. Says, we're from a different generation. We would never be naked on TV for no reason. And, okay, Dax84 says, people should watch the original Summer House. Those people are almost 40 and still acting this week. So, yeah.
I haven't watched the original Summer House.
Yeah, and I won't either. But Michelle says, how is Shanice going to find a good job? We look at social media when hiring.
Yeah.
You said you social stalk people.
I have, but she has, apparently, according to her, she has found a job. Mm-hmm. And it's in sales. Mm-hmm. And so most people, any people in the HR recruiting world, salespeople are different. Mm-hmm. And you let a lot of stuff go as long as they're going to bring in money to the organization. So, you're a problem. You're going to get naked at the company party, but you bring in millions every year.
Hey, who's the drunkest at the Christmas party? It's the salespeople.
Yeah.
And the sales managers.
Yeah, salespeople off the chain. But if they're bringing in money, you let it slide. They gotta let off some steam.
Facts.
Yeah, we got our bonuses because of all the things the salespeople did. So y'all just got to turn a blind eye and let them do some cocaine off the table. And we're going to shut up.
Turned out for what? Hey, Lisa Craig says, look, they met at the Playboy Club. They are very comfortable with their bodies. And that was on display at the foam party. Because at the foam party, what did Shanice do? She got naked. Naked.
Yeah. You know, she said that she wants to do shots, slip and slides, and get naked. And she did all three. More power to her. Now, here's the thing I don't understand. And ladies in the chat, help me with this. Mm-hmm. The fact that she keeps getting naked in front of her friends.
Right.
I don't want any dude getting naked in front of my girl. Okay. If we're all out and coupled up and he wants to get naked in front of everybody. No, that's not cool. But like, ladies, how would you feel if you're out with a group of your friends and one of them wants to get naked and your man's sitting right there? To me, I feel like that's totally disrespectful and wrong.
That was Bria's issue last season because Simon was there. He wasn't there this time. So she's like, I don't care. Let it air out, girl. Let it all fly. I'm going to assume most women in there are going to say nope, like Moon Dance says. I'm assuming most women are going to say no. They don't want another woman, friend or not, being naked in front of their man. But none of them, their men were not there, so it doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Why?
Why would you be cool with that? And you couldn't be my girl and go out and do something and just walk around naked in front of a bunch of dudes, even if I'm not there. If I find out you did that, problems.
RKN says, I don't understand the naked in front of friends either, but I'm in my 40s, so maybe a Gen Z thing. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's a Gen Z thing, more so a cultural thing, because I don't get the whole pop your friend in the crotch game either, or fart in somebody's face. I never got that either. That was just not my thing. So
it's a white boy thing.
Oh, okay.
Crotch shot.
Have you played? You almost sped up, didn't you?
No. I haven't played, but there was a time I didn't know I was in the game until I found out the hard way. And I was like, no, sir.
We don't do that. We don't play that over here. Yo, matter of fact, Nikki B says, I wouldn't even wear a swimsuit in front of male friends or my friends' men.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's a little extreme, but I get, but okay, depends on which kind of swimsuit.
I think if we were, let's say I was uber fit, mm-hmm. right? And a bunch of friends were all going tubing, we're going to the lake, we're swimming. It's different. You got on some good shorts and your shirt's off. It's not a big deal. But there's a difference of walking around the house when she's having a girl's night and I'm just walking around just chilling in some jeans and no shirt, flexing. Mm-hmm. No, wrong.
Yeah. Okay. She had some, in the middle of their game, she decided to leave because, oh, the car pulled up. Her friends are here. Mm-hmm. Hendrix and his partner. And you see Hendrix walking and you go, is this one of her, you know, her stable of men that she sent the nude pictures to, right? Because good looking brother, right? And the first thing she tells everybody, at least as they edited it, was that, no, I didn't sleep with this guy because he already slept with one of her friends. So, nope, not going to happen. Do you now look at her differently to understand that she has a different set of standards than to just get naked in front of other people?
No, because what if he's broke? And so that's why she doesn't get, he hasn't hooked up with him.
No, but no, that's not although, what she said.
No, but I'm just saying, like, we don't know her reason. I don't, I can't say that she has these standards and values because everything I've seen says differently. Mm-hmm. But what if this guy is just somebody that, hey, he's cool, but mm-hmm. she knows he's broke. There's nothing she can get out of this deal. So mm-hmm. what's in it for her? Because she mm-hmm. wants to date NBA players. Did you watch the deal after the show?
No.
With Andy Cohen? Okay, yeah. No. So I didn't either. I didn't. It just all kind of, you know, flowed together. So I wasn't like actively trying to watch it. But mm-hmm. she's looking for an NBA player because she just wants to be pretty and cute and not have to work.
Hey, work for Brittany Renner. What you talking about? Why not? Michelle says, I don't buy it. She may not recall being she drinks a lot. She's not Nick, though. She drinks and she remembers. I haven't seen her. Correct me if I'm wrong. If we've seen where she gets drunk and doesn't remember, because she is a functional day after heavy drinking person.
I just don't. I can't say that. I'm not saying she doesn't have morals or values. All I'm mm-hmm. saying is just because she said that she didn't sleep with Hendrix, mm-hmm. that's not enough for me to say, oh, well, she has really strong values and morals. No, because all her other actions lead me to think differently. And that's the problem when you act like Shanice. That's what people are going to think about you, is that you could have all these morals. You could be a good Christian woman, but you don't act like it. Mm-hmm. So people are going to judge you for that. And if you're cool with that, great. Which to me, it seems like she is. She's in it for the fame. And I hope it all works out for her and hope she's safe. But
oh, like whatever. Michelle says, Shanice is a freak in the streets and in the sheets. Nikki B says, hey, if her friend slept with him, Hendrix shouldn't have been invited. That's a bit extreme, right?
They're just friends. So you can invite them.
Come on, people. We can't do if somebody sleeps with somebody and you're friends, that doesn't mean you can't still be friends. Just because you break up don't mean we got to break up.
And from a reality show perspective, you're not going to have any drama if it's only Nick, Alex, Preston, and Almir. You got to have some different people come into the mix. So
mm-hmm.
I get it.
Which we're going to get into some of those in a minute, too. One of the things before we get past this whole swimsuit thing, Happy Garden says, when we go to Martha's Vineyard every summer, our house has a pool. We wear swimsuits, but we're in our 40s, and it's New England in June. Long sleeve swimsuits.
Well, even if it wasn't New England in June,
yeah.
it's long sleeve swimsuits because you have a bunch of friends around.
No, it's long sleeve because it's New England. It doesn't matter that it's June. It's only warm for 2 days.
I get it. But even if they were in Galveston, Texas, mm-hmm. you're not going to sit around. And I think women know that friend that they can't invite to that type of stuff because she's got to show all her stuff and mm-hmm. pull a Shanice. And they're like, nope, you can't come mm-hmm. around my husband doing that. So I get it.
Yeah. You know, interesting thing is Noel and Hendrix kind of hit it off, especially once they all find out it's his birthday. She's flirting with him and everything else. But then at the end of the night, we come to find out that, she's actually inside talking to Alex, because Alex looked a little jealous during all of this. I know you probably, I was like, Tara's going to have a lot to say about this. I knew it.
Yeah, I called it Kappa jealousy.
Or Alpha Alex, jealousy, but go ahead.
Alex had that Kappa jealousy face, because he's like, wait a minute, what I'm Kappa the pretty jealousy? One. I was about to explain it if you let me finish. I'm being like, Summer, because will you let me talk?
No.
Will you let me talk?
I'll be Jordan. No.
So Kappa jealousy is a lot of Kappas can walk into a room and realize quickly they are probably the most well-dressed and what they think is the most attractive man. But if someone else that comes in that threatens that energy, all of a sudden they get a little butthurt and can act all weird about it. And I think that's what Alex did. He acted all weird that there's other good-looking guys, not just me. I'm Alex. Do they know who I am? Yeah. Kappa jealous energy is what that was.
Okay. I like how you try to throw it that way, but it's not just that. That's male energy, regardless. It's like the Kappa fact that... energy. Whatever, man. Stop it.
It is.
You sound like an alpha right now. Just hate.
You let another person walk in that's better dressed than Nick. That's mm-hmm. not a Kappa. Uh-huh. Nick's got to be butthurt. He's got to look like Alex over the way another dude is dressed. Kappa jealous energy.
Well, at the end of the day, she came to him at the end of the night in the inside, having this conversation in the kitchen. And you can tell it's a pretty intimate conversation. It's not intimate in the sense of sexual or romantic, just intimate in the way this conversation was going.
Yeah, it was. And Noelle keeps trying to shoot her shot mm-hmm. at Alex. And to me, Alex, he doesn't seem all that interested. Again, Kappa energy. I can't stand Kappas. I can't.
I know you do.
Because I knew you before you were a Kappa, you're cool. But the rest of them, I just can't. Sorry. I said it. If that loses subscribers, I'm sorry. I said it. But the Nick Alex Kappa type personalities, I can't stand. Mm-hmm. All the other Kappas that aren't like these two, cool in my book. But these two personas, I can't just stand them.
Wait till we get to Preston with his messy ass. But I'll let you continue.
Yeah.
Interesting how Summer came around at that time, though, wasn't it?
Looking for her phone.
Yeah.
Seeing him have a conversation looking for her phone. I'm just like, really? Perfect timing, mm-hmm. Summer. How convenient you lost your phone. You got to walk through them to find it.
Just silences the room in that moment because anyway.
Just as a reminder, we used to hit. Where's my phone? where's my phone? We didn't sleep together, right? Is that my phone over there? Yeah.
Side stroke. Now the whole conversation comes up, and this is interesting when this pops up about Phil, right?
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel about this? Because I get when they call the house meeting.
Right.
Jasmine calls his house meeting, and here we are talking about bringing Phil back. And that's the, she wasn't the one who brought up Phil first, but it's interesting that they were even thinking Bria and mm-hmm. who was it, Shanice, who are friends with him. And, he's cool, he's this, he's that. I felt every last one of the things that the guys were saying in that moment. Hell no.
I 100% agree with you, but what I disagree right now is how you're just going to try to gloss over this crop top that your Kappa Nick wore. You just skipped that whole thing, and I'm not going to let you get away with that, sir.
I already told you.
Your frat brother had that crop top on, picking up trash, and then went for a run in a crop top. All I'm saying is don't gloss over that.
Okay. I'll be honest. When he walked out in the crop top, I was like, Nick, what the hell are you doing? And then he took off running. I went, all right, I get it. Have you ever seen a runner in cool outfit? Never. A distance runner never wears anything that looks cool. So I'm just like, all right, I get it. That's what it is. He was going for a run. But at least he did what your brother didn't do, and that is go out there and clean up the mess that everybody left outside.
I used to run the Austin Capital 10K regularly. I've done the rock and roll half marathon. I used to run around Town Lake back when I was a runner. Never have I ever seen a dude in a crop top. So don't try to just gloss over. We can let it go now because I feel like it's getting personal to you and it's bothering
you. It's not getting personal.
I'm talking about this, but dude had on a crop top and went running. Sorry.
I'm holding back. I'm not holding back.
Well, you should not hold back and go off on him for wearing that damn crop top. Because
I realized I could not talk about men's fashion when Dwayne Wade...
let me stop you right
Russell
there.
Russell Westbrook.
Let me stop you right there. Nick doesn't play in the NBA. He's not a multimillionaire. Stop it. Don't
that
compare
doesn't
him
matter.
To any of those people.
When these men decided it was cool to wear high waters, they can't be beat 24 inches from my feet, pants, and we're calling it style, that when they're wearing the women's pants to walk into a game.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're calling it fashion. I realize I don't know fashion. This is not my lane. I'm going to shut hell up and shut my mouth.
You're right. I think that's what they call deflecting. This is what you're doing right now. And that's fine. We can deflect and move on to Phil. I just had to make sure we just didn't skip this crop top thing that your friend
brother
had.
Like Nikki B said, football players wear those crop tops at practice. Matter of fact, Ezekiel Elliott wore it every game.
Let me stop you right there. Nick is no Ezekiel Elliott, nor in the same financial bracket as Ezekiel Elliott, but you're deflecting, and that's fine. Anyway.
Hey, Nubia Mahogany says that doesn't matter. I agree with Yanni. Yeah. See?
Okay. Well, that's fine. But other people
and
in the
Dax
chat feel it matters.
Says, no. Dax says, I'm fine with Nick's crop top. We've seen Diddy. Oh, I can stop. No, I can't even read
the
rest
of
the comments.
Let me stop you. Nick is not Diddy. Let me just stop you right there.
Hashtag no Diddy. Why would you bring Diddy into this?
Don't even go. Dennis Rodman wore a dress. So you can't be like, hey, a lot of NBA players wear a dress. No, let me stop you there. Nick should not have had a crop top on. But let's go back to Phil. I'm sorry. I just had to make sure we covered
it. I used to see the crop top deal on men at University of San Diego, and it was on white guys.
Okay.
Lisa's
did you
telling
like
you,
it?
At least somebody's telling you this, man. Lisa's saying, thank you for bringing this up, Terrell.
Thank you.
You know what? Thank you, High Vibe. When LeBron carried a man purse with a Bermuda short suit and a hat.
Stop it. It's LeBron.
When he
Stop
grabbed
it.
His purse and got up from, when and he got up from the, that press conference, grabbed his purse and walked off like Granny.
Yeah. So, Nikki B, I'm not jealous. I think it's great. But let me
oh, he never had
question.
Abs. Don't worry. He never had abs.
Yeah, never had abs. But Nikki, let me ask you this question. Would you date a guy in a crop top with abs? if you would, great. But I'd just love to hear what you think. Would you date a man in crop top with abs? I'll wait for your comment. All right. So anyway, Phil, I agree. I'm sorry. I had to get him. I just had to get it. I'm like, I'm sorry. There's no way.
Leave Nick alone. Jesus, what did
but
he do
anyway,
to you?
He didn't do anything, but what he did to the crop top was disrespectful to people who normally should wear crop tops, not him. But anyway, Phil,
by the way,
Phil
Michelle
was wrong.
Says, let's add this to Terrell's list of do nots.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let's go. I don't even try to move
I'm
on.
Sorry. Nick, I don't believe you. I'm sorry. I don't believe you. But that's great, because you got to stick with it. I get it, because you put it out there. You got to say it.
Hey,
but, yeah.
No,
yeah.
You take Nikki B at her word, because what she said, if he was working out, yes, right? But she also did say, because I don't want you to just gloss over what Nikki B says. So she asked that question, when LeBron grabbed his purse and put on his glasses and pushed it, I hollered.
Like hollered, like you liked it, hollered?
No, hollered
or
like
Or hollered
gone,
like it was wrong.
Like gone, sis.
Okay. Sorry. Sorry. You just can't gloss over the crop top. But anyway, Phil, I'm glad that everybody agreed that they didn't want Phil to be there because he was really toxic
when he
was there last time. The whole thing he did with, you know, using a bathroom in Nick's bathroom, not flushing the toilet.
Yeah.
The way he was disrespectful to Jordan, the way he wanted to try to fight Amir, all those things. There's no reason it should be a question that he should be invited to come out.
Now, hold on, because last season you thought And you brought this up, and I don't think I realized it at first. I didn't recognize it at first, that Jordan kind of amped up when she knew the producers and the security was there to make sure nothing happened, right? So even in that space, and to Phil's point, he didn't even go after her in that manner. But with all the guys, he definitely did. And
he crossed the line.
Oh, he crossed the line. I mean, yeah. You know, my thing is not for him to come back, because if I'm any of the guys, I'm like Amir. Amir was, you know, you've known me for a long time. I was Amir. Well, you bring your big ass over here, find out what happens. Might not work out in my favor because he was like 6'5", but still. I was Nick. And Nick probably would have folded, could have folded him possibly. We never know.
Who knows? All I'm saying is I think it was great that y'all decided to not to have him come back. I thought it was cool.
Yeah. So the good thing about that was there's that, right? But then all of a sudden, Jasmine brings up, and Sabrina's like, all right, whatever, but you know, okay. Then Jasmine brings up Mariah, and everybody's fine with it. Now, here's the thing. Before this conversation happens, Jasmine lets us know that she already spoke to Mariah. Mariah's cool. She spoke to Bria. Bria is cool with Mariah coming back. However, in the group setting, Bria changes her mind. Why? And is she justified?
Well, I don't recall hearing Bria say that she was cool.
She didn't say it. Jasmine said Bria said it. Are but we also not know, believe anything? Okay.
No, because Jasmine lies. Because Jasmine said, you know, we're going to get to that, but Jasmine lies. And she straight up lied about the whole Maria thing, a Mariah thing. So I can't say that that's the case, but I thought it was valid for Bria to be upset. Now, here's where I disagree with Bria and Shanice, and especially Bria, because Bria felt like they were making too big of a deal out of Phil. And it's not like he murdered anyone, but why are you going to let his words really impact you? Then all of a sudden, Jasmine brings up Mariah, and then Bria gets upset. And like, I was thinking to myself, well, Bria, it's not like Mariah murdered anyone. What's the big deal? It's because Bria has a valid issue with Mariah, and everyone else had a valid issue with Phil.
No, so, okay. Andrew says Bria's doing too much. It wasn't that deep, and Mariah was sent home. Yes, Mariah had an issue with one person, Bria. Now, granted, it did get a little physical, but Phil did the most, right? And it was multiple people. And Bria's point was because she was one of the people that wanted to bring Phil back, which she was wrong for even thinking that in the first place. So I'm not going to excuse that, right? And at the same time, when everybody said no to Phil, which was the person that she wanted to bring back, then why is it cool everybody saying yes to Mariah coming back? I get what she's saying. I'm not saying she's right, but I get why she's upset.
I get why she's upset, but that was her chance to be vocal and be like, no, for the same reason y'all don't like Phil, I don't want Mariah back here, so I vote no. Instead of just picking up your G.I. Joes and going home, you should use your voice. Yeah. And Mariah would have folded up Bria last season if they let that escalate. So I'm sure she's worried, like, hey, this girl could whip my tail.
You know what? Lanaya has a great point. Because we didn't realize it till after the fact that Amir really started the whole thing with Mariah last season.
Yeah, he did. But regardless, Bria talks a big game, but she can't stand up for herself or fight anybody. And Mariah, I know, would have folded her up. But she should have sat there and said, hey, for the same reason y'all don't want Phil, I don't want Mariah, and let's vote.
Yeah.
And everyone else would have had, because then it would have put it on everyone else. Because if they would have been like, well, you know, Mariah really wasn't that bad, then Bria would have a right to be as pissed as she was.
Nikki B says, Amir is such a punk for letting that argument happen when he put Milo's towel in. Yeah, because he could have owned up to it, but he didn't want that smoke. And he's like, yeah, no, we ain't doing that.
I wanna you don't get in the middle of a bunch of women fighting. What happened? Oh, shoot, I started that. Because it's not like you got to jump in that argument and be like, hey, ladies, actually, it was my bad. I did this. And they're all going to look at each other and be like, oh, cool. Sorry about that, Bria. Sorry about that, Mariah. Hug it out. It was Amir's fault. That wasn't going to happen. So it's best bet for Amir not to say a word.
Let's be honest. Yes, that's actually very right. And the only mistake Amir made was admitting on camera that he was the one who put the towel in. He should have kept his damn mouth shut. Never
would have
made
a difference.
Yeah, wouldn't have made a difference, but still, he shouldn't have done it. We go to dinner, or they go to dinner, and Bria, I love the way she kind of did this, because she confronts Jasmine about Mariah coming and the ticket, mm-hmm. because they had a conversation with Phil, and Phil reveals a whole lot in that conversation, right?
Right.
It's Bria, Shanice, and Noelle in that conversation with Phil on the phone. So when Bria gets to dinner and she asks the question to Jasmine, Jasmine knew better. You got to know, if they ask the question like that, they already know the answer. Why lie?
I think if any woman asks you, hey, quick question, was it premeditated that you already said yes to something before you talked to us? She has all the receipts. She has all the facts and details. Don't lie. If they use, hey, quick question for you. Was it premeditated that you and your best friend just happened to go to Vegas and whatever? She knows everything. So you're caught.
Yeah. The way the question was asked was a perfect example of, this is not the moment to lie. They right. already know. They have the evidence. They just want the confession. Right.
Yeah.
And come to find out that they said Jasmine bought the ticket. She even kind of admitted it, or somewhat admitted it, because Sly A says Jasmine did not buy that ticket. Production booked her for the show and bought the tickets, too.
It doesn't matter. Production also showed that the tickets were booked 5 days before this conversation. Mm-hmm. And Jasmine told them, yes, I booked it yesterday after we had the conversation.
Right.
And she lied. Mm-hmm. And this is my whole point. All her friends need to distance themselves from Jasmine. Jasmine's in a different place.
Yeah.
You can't hang with her. She's a liar.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And by the way, all the women are agreeing. We already know.
Already know. Was it premeditated when you did? Caught. Leave. Caught.
That's so bad. Now, here's the thing about this, right? Amir asks Summer, have you had a conversation with Shanice yet, right? And she's like, no. He said, well, do you want me to? Yeah, go ahead. He doesn't skip a beat. Hey, Shanice. And this is the moment. I kind of felt sorry for Shanice. And I'll tell you why. She is the party girl. And that's all she knows how to be.
Right.
All she knows how to be is be the party girl, the fun girl, the twerk it girl, the get naked girl. You know, that's it. Because she doesn't even want to have the serious conversation. She's supposed to have this conversation. She's off crying. She comes back down, just hugs Summer, and gets back to twerking on the couch that night that it happens. And when Amir brings it up, she really doesn't want to have the conversation. And you can see how uncomfortable she is.
Right.
She doesn't want to do it.
She doesn't. But she even said that. She's, hey, remember last night's thing? It was so fun. You know why? There was no serious conversations. There was no drama. We just have fun. That's all she wants. But of course, mm-hmm. I feel like the producers were in Amir's ear like, hey, you should ask about Shanice and mm-hmm. Summer. So I get it, but I'm glad they got that out the way. I personally just don't think this in front of the large group is the best place to have the conversation.
At all.
And that's where you start to have
all
the drama.
That, yes.
Because they could have mm-hmm. had a one-on-one conversation, probably would have been fine. But because everyone else is there, everyone else is kind of getting into it. And personally, after watching that, I don't blame Bria for saying, you know what? I'm going to get an Uber.
Yeah.
And I'm going home. Because that's exactly what I would do. All that drama happens around me, I'm mm-hmm. done. I don't want to turn up with you.
I am not mad at her for leaving. Even though your sassy frat brother was, she's always walking off. She's always leaving.
I'd be annoyed by that too. If I had a friend in my social circle that anytime somebody challenged them, whatever, they get upset and make a big dramatic exit. Mm-hmm. I'd say, you know what? Keep
was
going.
Was that a dramatic? No, back. Stop it. Now, see, now you're being,
Excuse me?
You're trying to lay down on the shield with Preston.
I'm not. I agree with his point. She does this all the time. Season mm-hmm. one, season two, she does this. It's her MO. It's annoying. So if you can't just sit
annoying,
and have a good conversation.
Still.
Yeah. I don't blame
you. You just said she was right to do this. You would have left.
No, I would have left because I don't want to be around all that drama. So I don't blame her.
Neither did she.
But she always leaves. This was the first time she did it.
That's always drama.
She always does this.
No. That's always drama. So always leave. If you leave when there's drama, there's...
No. Sorry.
Okay. Michelle's with you because she says, I'm over Bria running all the time. It's annoying.
Thank you.
Why? If somebody's not there to have a good time, because here's the thing we notice about the rest of the group. They're like, rah, 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 party, let's go. And everything's forgiven for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
So, yo, AS says, not when you're the drama. And Michelle does say, maybe it's good that she walked off. We don't want her to pop off. So,
yeah.
And Mrs. Smith says, she can leave and keep Simon with her. I get it. I mean, so nobody's on with me on that one. I'm just fine. I just go, well, they're in the club.
Mm-hmm.
Alex is getting his Mac on. The women are noticing. And this is where I have a problem with the women getting in his business too much. Because now, and especially Summer decides, let me go ahead and encourage Noelle to go over there and talk to him and have this sit-down conversation in the club after they've been drinking at dinner. They're drinking in the club. Let's do this.
And Summer knows Alex. So she set Noelle up to fail. You know, you should just tell him how you feel. She knows that's not going to go well because she did it and it didn't work out for her. Mm-hmm. And so Noelle gets some liquid courage and decides to tell Alex. And Alex is just sitting just like, oh, yeah, you like me, huh? That's cool. Mm-hmm. And that captain, oh, you like all this? Oh, that's totally fine. You're a nice girl. I'm not interested. Pretty much what Alex did.
Look, I get where he was coming from in that moment, right? Because one of the things that she did in this moment, which was very annoying in what she did, right? Think about this. She says, I was doing the same thing, flirting with somebody else last night. So I can't be mad at you for doing that. And you can't, like, that was just way too much. Way too much. It's like, why are we so worried about that? Like, exactly. Exactly, Sedans fans. Noelle knew better. Noelle definitely knew better. And like Nikki B says, she played herself. Because the thing she said is not just the fact of letting Summer talk and having a conversation. It's the thing she said in that conversation. It was wrong. And she was exactly doing that. Michelle, she was talking in circles. Well, I did it. So, you know, I can't be mad at you, but I do like you. And I don't know if you know that I like you. He knows. He knows. It's not like he didn't know. It's not like you haven't kind of put that out there. So what is the issue? The issue is she allowed Summer to talk her into it, and it's all on her. Andrew says, look, Noelle knows it was weird. She knows. She knows this is wrong. She didn't have to do that. By the way, Chocolate Cinnamon says, wash your hands, Terrell.
It might not be what you think.
Scrub your hands, Terrell.
It might not be what you think. I had some camera difficulties, you know, whatever. But maybe I did have to go take a little, let a grown man pee.
LC says, way too much. Y'all are not in a relationship. Far from it. Exactly. Noelle did too much in that moment.
She did, and she messed it up for herself because Alex is not that kind of guy. I think, to me, what I'm seeing from Alex, and maybe you can translate in Kappa for me, Alex seems like he's somebody that he doesn't want you to show how much you're interested. He wants to be the one that's chasing you. And so he likes the ones that don't like him as much as he likes them, and he wants to put that effort. But if everyone just all of a sudden flocks to him, he's like, well, this is just a Tuesday for me. I'm not feeling it. So I think that's what happens to him.
I mean, you know, I know you're an alpha. You don't get that part. But, you know, it's one of those things. Yeah. Look, a hunter likes to hunt at the end of the day. That's the problem. Why sometimes, and that's not off the Greek stuff. The problem with some guys when they chase a woman and they finally get her, and she turns into being into him in that manner, is the fact that the hunt is over. All right, on to the next one. And that's what happens sometimes, right or wrong.
Valid, it could happen, right? It could happen. But in this case with Noelle, I think Alex was curious and interested, but then once she pulled that move and talked about her toxic trait, becoming territorial. He lost interest. But I also like and respect what Alex said with to the producer, is that she's Summer's friend. And mm-hmm. I don't want all the drama.
Right. Because he knows.
He knows.
The
right?
drama is Summer. That's the problem.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to be a part of that drama. But here's what I don't like about Alex. Why not just say, when you realize Noelle is flirting with you, just say, hey, BTW, you're really cool, nice, you're a beautiful girl, but I slept with your friend. I don't do that. And so you're off limits.
Here's why he's not going to do that. Because he's not done with her till he wants to at least get past this first. He knows he's got 15 days to go to get to that part, right? But the other thing... Lucy B says Alex likes you till he gets in the panties. That's not the case. Mm. He told you why he didn't like old girl Summer anymore, because she put their stuff out. She put their stuff out there too much. And he's a private person. He said this.
I get that, but I agree 100% with Lanaya. Thanks for bringing that back up. Alex is one of them boys that likes to play games. You have to ignore him. If you're not interested in her because you slept with her friend, just tell her that and say, hey, we can be cool. You're now part of the group. We're all cool, but nothing's going to happen here because me and your friend have history, and I don't do that. If he did that to Noel, it'd have been fine. I think what I don't like about what he did...
We don't know if that's the reason, though.
I think it is the reason. But also, what I don't like about what he did, if you treat Noel like that, it makes Noel think maybe there's something wrong with her. And there's not anything wrong with Noel, but the fact that he's not going to pursue that because of Summer, just tell her that. And then she could just get that off her mind.
It's the drama of Summer with them in the house. There's nothing they can get while they're in the house with Summer. Nothing genuine they can get in that moment. Let's be real. Summer is a problem. Let's be real about it. Even though Michelle says they were both playing games to me, Noel and Alex. And I agree, because if you say that too, you got to put Noel in the mix. If you're going to say that Alex is playing games, you got to say Noel was too, because she... did the most at first when Hendrix was there.
She did. Definitely, Michelle, thank you for the super chat, but I agree with Kiki James here. Noelle says she doesn't like sloppy seconds, but then proceeds to betray her intuition and go for sloppy seconds, even though she keeps talking about how that's not her style. Mm-hmm. But apparently it is her style.
Look.
Maybe it's an Atlanta thing.
No. Maybe it's just a Kappa thing. She can't resist.
Oh, Jesus Christ. See? Everybody, y'all see what I got? You see what I've been dealing with for all these years?
Hey, you started it. You started it.
I'd never say, well, it's an alpha thing. That's just who we are.
No, of course you can't, because like there's no such thing. Nubian Mahogany says Noel shouldn't even want Alex after Summer slept with him. Well, she said she didn't, so.
Yeah. She said she didn't, but she wants to be wanted, because she probably still wouldn't sleep with him. She just wants to know that Alex likes her, and she could pull with Summer pulls, I think.
Let's be real. Noel walked in the house and goes, I'm the prettiest girl in this house. They should want me.
Probably so. And I might even agree until she starts talking. I lose interest. But that's just me. Apparently, to whoever said I had to have the CVS list of notes for... Yeah. You know, Noelle's not my speed. Summer was my speed until this season. Last season, I was like, man, Summer's dope. Everything I'm seeing this season, I'm like, ooh, Summer's drama and crazy.
Well, including the whole argument she had with Jordan at first. Well, Jordan tells us about the argument they had. She had to cuss her out because she was talking to Shanice and says that she had to cuss Summer out because of something that happened when they were partying in New York. And yeah. She's making out in the car with her friend. Then they get out of the car in front of her apartment complex, and she's like, yo, we're on Park Ave. What the hell are you doing? Now, I really want to know what happened, because then they're like, well, Shanice is asking the right questions. See, Shanice can do some interviews. She can do a reunion, because she asked the right questions. Were they doing more than just kissing?
Yeah. I get it. And I think, you know, Jordan has her issue. All of them have issues. Let's just be honest. All of them do. But I agree with Jordan when she's trying to talk to Summer to understand, like, what the hell is going on? Mm-hmm. And Summer gets so emotional when she's challenged and breaks out the MWTs, mixed woman tears. And she breaks those out and expects everybody just to let it go. And it's like, what are you crying for? You're talking all this stuff and talking all hardcore before. And then now when your friend is trying to call you out, you want to shut down and start bringing out tears?
No. Well, of course. By the way, Sly says Jordan should have kept that to herself about the whole thing. Yeah, but we wanted to hear it, so. And Nikki B says Jordan only wanted to let us know she lives on Park Avenue.
BTW, I'm on Park Avenue, and Summer was...
The interesting thing is the whole, at the end of the night, the way they went at each other, it's like they were frenemies, right? All along. And we kind of, I wasn't sure when we saw this at the beginning about this friendship. I'm like, wait a minute. Why? And the main reason is Jasmine. Because everybody was against Jasmine after last season.
And I think they'll be against her after this season, too, after just watching some of what I've seen. But Summer did come in cray. The way she's been acting towards Alex, around Alex, even with Noelle, and just being as messy as she was, I just think she's messy. She quietly likes the drama, but doesn't want to be called the drama person. And so she wants to deflect and put it on Jordan. Jordan didn't cause all this problem. Jordan didn't make her say Shanice was the worst dressed. Jordan make her come in with a stank attitude towards Alex and all the things that she's done. Summer has to own that.
Yeah, she came in definitely with different energy than she did last season. Her energy this season from the gate was like, this is interesting.
Yeah.
This is real interesting. And Nikki B says, you know what? I like the show even though most of the cast is unlikable. You still feeling the show? And we're 3 episodes into this season. How you feeling?
I'm feeling like I've committed and I have to get through it. But am I excited about each episode? No, because I feel like we've summed a lot of them up and I don't see them changing. Mm-hmm. I still say, when you think about last season, who stood out as probably the champion of last season? To me, it's Preston. And that's no fraternal bias.
Of course, that's just why you would say that.
No, it's just the way Preston is. Because
he's been extremely messy this season.
I don't see that.
He was the champ of season 1. I give you that.
But also want to see what happens when Nick's girlfriend comes out there to visit. What happens when Almir's girlfriend comes out. I feel like there has to be... Alex went unscathed last season. And yeah, he's got a little highlights this season. But I'm wondering, is there something that Alex is going to do to change the perception of what we think of Alex? So I'm curious. I got to finish it.
Before we get out of here, I just want to get through a couple of these real quick. When we're talking about those long sleeve swimsuits, Nubian Mahogany says, do they make long sleeve swimsuits?
Yes, they do. Not that I've worn one, but yes, they do. I'm not like, and let me show you what I have right now.
I was about to say, what you got to tell us, homie? Yeah. Oh, this was... an interesting question from Nikki, too. Did I miss why Preston was crying? Everyone was on his side with not letting Phil come back. It was when Phil called him soft and, you know, but you got to understand, Preston's going through a whole lot. I know I said that he shouldn't have brought up the whole thing about him not going to the funeral at the start of the boat ride. I stand on that.
Yeah, I know.
But and as much as he came back after that and was like, oh, it doesn't affect me because... you know, he wasn't in my life and blah, 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 blah. It does. And I know that because he brought it up on the damn boat ride. Why? Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. I think for Preston, what he, you know, his words was that to be called, don't be so soft. Mm-hmm. It could be triggering because of things he's experienced before. And I think that he's 100% right in how he felt about that. And I'm glad that they didn't bring Phil back to the house. I mean, it's not over yet. Who knows what could happen?
Right.
But I'm glad that they respected somebody who felt uncomfortable being themselves, who felt threatened and felt attacked, and they were there for their friend. Unlike they did for Bria, but they did it for Preston.
Wait. Speaking of not being that for Bria, Preston was at the head of that table. Like, he has got a major problem with Bria this season. It's, I want to know the backstory.
Well, maybe we'll find out. If you follow his Instagram, he tends to do recaps of some of the episodes.
I'll be honest,
so maybe he's got to slip and say something.
Nah, I think Bravo's got him in a tight contract, so they know not to. By the way, Sinan's fans is probably on your side in this. Since Nick is like that creepy old man in the club, he's harmless but always rubbing up on folks. Watch out there now.
Yeah.
Not too old, just a little too old to be in the club.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, Happy Gardner says, hey, I'm married to a Kappa, so Tara, watch your mouth.
What? So my best friend is a Kappa. I still talk trash to him, and I've known him 30 years. I don't know your husband, but I said what I said. And he might be in the category of the ones I like. I talked about the two types that I don't like. So if he's one of those two types, well, sorry.
Nikki B says, I think Noelle is only interested in Alex because she's trying to compete with Summer. Interesting, because we really haven't gotten to that part of it. Like, we think Summer's competing with Shanice, only Shanice thinks Summer's trying to compete with her for the guys. Is Noelle trying to compete with Summer? Have you seen that?
Maybe. I don't see that.
Yeah,
I think Noelle's just being Noelle, but also she's picking up on the messiness of Summer. But if she's not trying to compete with Summer, why is she trying to take her man?
Right. Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens there. You know, if I were a betting man, I'd put about $2, maybe $5 down on Alex and Noelle hooking up after the season because he doesn't want the mess of this. So, you know,
at
the end of the day, I think that's what it is.
I don't think he will.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit found online. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.